All right. Next, we've got the elephant in the room with, next up, we've got Ominous Ride with Telephone.
Billy whispers to Emma, it's a sunny day. Emma leans to David, it's so fun to play. David turns to Farrah, I've begun to stray. Farrah whispers to Jackie, I want to run away. Jackie turns to Lena, I wonder what I'll wear.
What? Why is this the elephant in the room?
Well,
what's up with this song? Why this one in particular?
This song in particular. So, Ominous Ride often contributes to Spin Tunes, and I think we've reviewed a number of his songs, and I know we've liked a number of his songs, and we know that they're capable, or if it's one person or multiple people, I'm not entirely sure, but I know that they're capable of making music that we like. And in this case, they didn't have access to all of their sound tools, so they were only able to kind of write lyrics and sort of sing the basic melody into an AI, and they had an AI generate a lot of the music for this song, and then they did some editing to try to smooth over the glitchiness from the AI, which is probably a non-trivial amount of work and editing. And so this is controversial for that reason. They didn't try to sneak it in. You know, they totally copped to it in their bio, and they said why they did it, and, you know, they wanted to participate, but they just didn't have access to their songwriting tools. They couldn't do it at the time. And so they were okay with the idea that it might be against the rules. Turns out it's not against the rules. We weren't living in a world where an AI could generate plausible music when the rules were written. So, you know, it's kind of a big question. And Micah, in his benevolent intelligence, just kind of kicked it to the judges to decide what we think of it. And my basic take on the song is I don't like it. And because it's highly derivative, I mean literally derived algorithmically. So, like, you know, some machine intelligence listened to a bunch of music I don't like and then made something in the style that I don't particularly like. So I don't really want to talk about the music except to say that it's impressive what machines can do these days. And in the future, we may not marvel at Spintown's ability to sound like Blink 182 or the Panic at the Armies sounding like Booker T and the MGs or James Young sounding like Creed or whatever, because the machines will be able to make plausible sounding music in any genre based on some prompt that you type into a box. So I'm a little bit sad for that, but I know that Ominous Ride wrote some lyrics, so I'll try to engage with these. And I like the idea that he thought, oh, you know, a telephone is essentially a game of misunderstandings. So I'll have a bunch of kids playing telephone and, you know, whisper some lines together and we'll kind of see how they change, which is a neat idea. But the problem is that the lines that are whispered by these children are meant to be more evocative than the kinds of misheard or funny misunderstandings that I think would usually come from a playing telephone. And the lines are really too short for that purpose. I think if I liked the song better, this would annoy me less. But a line like, it's a sunny day, wouldn't work as a telephone line because it's short enough for even the most dim-witted children to remember. So this is a petty complaint. And honestly, I think I'm just pissed off at having been forced to have to confront the whole AI music issue and how I feel about it.
Yeah, there's sort of a lot to talk about here, and I'm not sure how much of it we're gonna get into, but it's not against the rules. But Micah did kind of suggest that maybe it will be against the rules for Spintunes 24, which I think is good, and I think it makes sense. And again, want to reassert here that Ominous Ride did not try and get this under anybody's radar. In full caps, in between two sets of two asterisks, he writes in his bio, full disclosure is in all caps, and then he explains, I did not have access to my equipment for this round, so I confess I had to turn to AI in order to have something to submit. Anyone with a good ear will probably pick that up right away. The lyrics are 100% my own, and I sampled my voice and general melody to the robots who created the music and vocals, which is not exactly what I envisioned, but is close enough. I did have to do a fair amount of editing to iron out some glitchy parts, especially in the beginning. And then he says, admittedly, this is better than what I could have done, and I wholeheartedly accept any criticism and disqualification, as I suspect is against the rules to use AI. So, you know, he's aware and kind of tripped into this new territory, I think, for SpinTunes. And in general, in the past, and I think even in past podcasts, I've just expressed my distaste and disregard of AI, essentially more or less a refusal to acknowledge AI songs in Songfight, for example, in the A Grand Parade Songfight. I just would not give them any time. Here, though, I'm a little torn. I did not know that it was an AI song on first listen during the listening party. And, you know, if you go check the listening party and the comments, I put in there just that I thought that this was the best Ominous Ride song I'd ever heard. And it is, really. I thought that it just sounded great, had this good delivery and everything. And now just knowing that it's probably great and has a great delivery because it's not an Ominous Ride song. He did not compose it. I don't know what this line, "and I sampled my voice and general melody to the robots," means. If he actually sang it into the thing, or if he sang a variety of, or just said a variety of consonants and vowels and the robots pick that up. I don't know how that happens.
I can add a little clarity to that if you like. I think.
Yeah, please.
I think some of these AI models are what they call multimodal. So normally you just chat at them by, you know, you just type text at them. But some of the more sophisticated ones, you can take a picture and upload a picture and say, what is this a picture of? Or what is the circled item? And some of them are even more sophisticated. You can upload an audio recording and say, make me a melody that sounds like this. So I assume that he actually recorded like a voice memo on his phone of him singing the melody and the lyrics or something and asked the AI to use that as inspiration.
Yeah, well, I know JB for the Grand Parade song fight had a song in there that had AI Taylor Swift doing the backing vocals or the duet or whatever it was. And so I'm kind of like, you know, I imagine, I suspect, I don't know, but I imagine that they didn't have Taylor Swift there, you know, providing her voice in one way or another. But, you know, I don't know how the computer takes that and then puts it back together. But yeah, I mean, if he sang the song, or even if he just put a bunch of sounds of his own voice into the system, how long would that take? I don't know. This is all weird and sort of suspect. But still, you know, the best Ominous Ride song I've ever heard, because it's not Ominous Ride, maybe. Now, I was trying to think of ways to not dismiss it immediately. And one of them was something that I haven't been able to corroborate now, because I Googled it and wasn't able to find it. But I'd heard rumors that Daniel Johnston would use piano rolls and create his own songs, his own melodies and lyrics to impose over piano rolls, like these old for a player piano, so that he would be able to record a song and it would be a more or less new song, but all of the backing music of it would just be this player piano playing some other song that most of us have never heard of because it's from 100 years ago. Anyhow, that might be apocryphal, or I might be conflating it with some other artist or something like that. But if that was the case with Daniel Johnston, then, you know, I don't begrudge him doing that because he came up with something great. And this also is great, but on the other hand, again, it's not his voice, or it is his voice, but not his performance of his voice. And I guess he did have a general melody, but who knows how much of it really, you know, we can't nitpick exactly how much turned out to be him. So let's see. Before I had any idea of what was in the song bio, again, I like this a lot, and I still like the song. I think it sounds great. I think the verses are great. The lyrics and the melody are good. The choruses are rousing. The chorus ends with word clear, and in the second to the last chorus, that syllable is extended and somehow turns into this instrumental trill that goes on for a while. And I thought that was also super interesting and good. But I don't know how this is supposed to be in our rankings, and I can't help but think like maybe I'll just use it as an example and put it down at the very bottom. Hard to tell for sure, because it was Yeah, it's a good song. Do you have any tips on how to figure out whether anything is AI just on listen? Like the only thing after kind of listening to it critically and thinking like, okay, well, there's a clue there, is that I thought the acoustic guitar sounded very suspect.
Well, if there are any hands in the song, they'll definitely be distorted and weird. But yeah. I don't know. I don't have a lot of experience with audio AI, so or generative audio. I've been kind of afraid to dig into it too much, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, some of it, I mean, I'm pointing out the what I assume is supposed to be an acoustic guitar because it does sound sketchy, like it's got no attack. So it's sort of like this hum instead of an actual sort of what you would get with a strum where you'd get the hit followed by the sound. This is just sort of the sound. But other than that, yeah, I don't know.
I
I
think,
had no
I
way of
think,
knowing.
remember when you talked about that vocal line that ended in a trill, and
Yeah.
that when instruments, I think, morph into other sounds and other instruments, I think that is indicative of AI. Like that maybe should be something that perks your ears up there.
Well, yeah, I guess that's it. I thought we were going to talk about this even
I'd have
more.
a
I know
much
we've spent a
harder
lot of time
time
on
and
it.
I'd be much more conflicted about it if I like the song, and I don't. It's
Okay.
because it's not to my taste, so. But if I really did like it, I don't know what I'd think.
Yeah.
Like, do the ends justify the means here? I don't know. If I like it, I'd almost be willing to say they do.
Okay. But you're sort of blaming genre bias. And what kind of genre does this fit into for you?
Mopey.
Okay. Oh, I get it.
Emo
Okay. All right.
mopey stuff that I just don't like.
Emo, Mopey, Creed, Nickelback. Nickelback.
Nickelback.
I'm so sorry, Ominous Ride. But I said I like the song. So, yeah. One last comment on this song. So, is this going to be like near the bottom for you? Just out of spite for,
No.
out of
It'll be
well-earned
on the lower
spite.
tier. So I'm rated everything from tier 1 to 4.
Okay.
And the fourth tier is songs I don't want to listen to ever again, and it's in the fourth tier. But it's
Okay.
not at the bottom of the fourth tier. Like, if I had a choice between listening to this Ominous Ride song a bunch more times or some other songs that I really didn't like, I'd pick the Ominous Ride one.
Okay. All
So it'll be
right.
ahead of some songs for sure.
Okay. All right. Well, you haven't done your rankings
Not
yet.
yet, yeah. Just
Yeah,
tears.
we're recording this on September 6th because we got stuff to do in the upcoming week. So the rankings, who knows what they're going to look like after we get another couple of listens in.